Welcome back. You ready to set it off?
Absolutely, girl. I always am. Coming up, we're talking about a bachelorette split, and you won't believe who Will Smith borrowed from back in the day.
And later, I'm talking to Finesse Mitchell about his Fox special World Pet Game.
Well, Tanner's here with me, and I'm so excited. From divorce court, y'all, we have Judge Faith Jenkins joining us.
Yay! So excited to be here. So let's kick it off. Sherry, what's up first?
All right. Well, since you asked, Judge Faith, last night was the finale of Dancing with the Stars. Judge Derek Huff was sidelined with a breakthrough case of COVID. Everybody's getting COVID over there at Dancing with the Stars. So his sister Julianne Huff sat in for him. And Julianne was so impressed with JoJo Siwa. Check out the compliment that she gave JoJo.
When you do that and you're an expression and a reflection for everybody else to feel free, it's a completely different thing. That some of the things, like Joan of Arc, Greta Gerwig.
A little kind of off the compliment.
I'm confused a little bit, but okay.
This is what happens when you don't do your research. Julianne named actress Greta Gerwig instead of Greta Thunberg. Now, Greta Gerwig is an actress. She's like 38 years old. Greta Thunberg is more of an activist.
She's the climate activist. She's the young climate activist.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So that's who she meant. So, you know, the internet went after Julianne. They trolled her for that. She compared JoJo to Joan of Arc, who went to war. But I kind of got that because JoJo's kind of like with what she's doing. She came out. She's trying to win.
Sure, yeah.
She went to war. So I got the Joan of Arc reference.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was an innocent mistake. When you work on TV all
and
the time.
Lied.
She got her Gretas mixed up. It happens. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Listen, there's not a ton of Gretas out there. It happens, you know?
But I'm telling y'all, the big moment of the night came when Iman Shumpert and his partner Daniela, they won the Mirrorball Trophy, beating out favorites JoJo Siwa and Jenna. But this made Iman the first NBA player to win Dancing with the Stars in 30 seasons.
Yeah. Listen,
they only been on air 30 seasons.
I was so proud of him any NBA player or football player, they usually don't make it because they have no grace. They're like one left foot.
Every time Iman Shumpert went home, Tiana Taylor was there like, all right, so you on TV, let's get to work.
Yep,
Petunia had him get to it. So she was not going to let her man fail at all.
This is awesome.
Now I'm saying, like, you know, with Iman Shumpert being as tall as he was, like, those big screen TVs came in really clutch. You can see him moving in all his glory.
All right, guys, it is a sad day for Bachelor Nation. Season 16 Bachelorette Tayshia Adams and her fiancé Zach Clark have called it quits year after he proposed to her on the show. Tears just strolling out my face right now.
Shocking.
All right, now check this out. The split comes 2 weeks after they ran the New York Marathon together, all right?
Wow.
A whole 26 miles. Now, Tayshia is one of the hosts of The Bachelorette, right? Because, you know, somebody put his foot in his mouth and they had to take a break. So now she's hosting The Bachelorette. And so between the extra spotlight on her and both of them traveling for work, things just didn't work out, which is common in The Bachelor Nation. Do you guys think they waited until after the marathon to break up? Because you don't want to, like, run into your ex
a marathon. The problem was that one of them wanted to run the marathon by themselves. Another one said, yeah, me too. So, like, yo, like, I can't even wait for this person.
Just
check.
Did they ever ask you to be on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
She's married.
I know now. I'm talking about.
No, because, you know, that show has been on a long time, Sherry. So, but no, I was never asked to go on television.
You think you could, though?
Would you have?
No, I wouldn't have. You know why? Because my family would never approve of me making out on TV with eight different people.
Because that's in your contract.
Right,
that's in your contract.
I'm from Louisiana. Like, I'm from the South. My grandmother would have been like, no, ma'am.
Right. That's the bougie version of Flavor of Love.
Okay.
We would have been meeting at church. Baptist Church for your dates or nowhere else.
All right, y'all, this story is crazy. NHL star Evander Kane and his wife Anna are in the middle of a divorce, and it just took an unexpected turn.
Oh, no.
So the San Jose Sharks player is accusing his estranged wife of faking a pregnancy. And he even says he saw her belly grow. Beer and sandwiches will do that. Well, apparently, she was pregnant, but she secretly had an abortion back in July, and Evander just found out this month. Now, in court docs, Anna admitted that she was less than forthcoming about the status of her pregnancy, but she denied wearing any kind of prosthetics to make it look like she was pregnant. So now Evander wants Anna to have a mental evaluation to see if she's even fit to care for their 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so Judge Faith, this is a lot to unpack. back. What do you make of all of it?
It's about the lies. Yeah. He's saying that he saw her pregnant recently, mm-hmm. and that she was still having conversations about the baby that was coming recently, and none of it was true. I can understand why he's upset, and then why there's now a mental evaluation coming into play at his request.
She would make a great contestant for The Bachelor, though.
All right, Judge Faith, another hit season of Scandalosity, He Said, She Said, and Lessons in Love on Divorce Court with our girl Judge Faith Jenkins is now on television screens near you. Check this out, you guys. It's a clip of Judge Faith giving a couple advice about broken trust after having an emotional affair. Ooh.
Erasing messages.
She's erasing messages, Your Honor. How are you going to be on the phone in there for 2 hours and still erase messages if nothing's going on? I figured out how to tap into her little phone without her knowing, and I started reading some of the messages. It's other people talking to her.
The fact that you have not been romantically involved is irrelevant. You are having an emotional affair. And when you reach that point of mistrust, the relationship is already over. You can't build on a foundation where there's no trust.
Now, Judge Faith, how do you deal with this craziness entering your courtroom?
I'll tell you the biggest difference now in dating and relationships that's causing so many issues. It is technology. Everyone is a private investigator.
Okay.
And so it's like you saw in the clip, everyone thinks they're a private investigator. And so they are hell-bent on catching their significant other cheating. Yeah. And then there's social media.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, Judge, it was when I was at ATL doing the show with Brad and HK. Somebody that I had went on a date with, I was on social media. He left a message for Lizzo, and he said, girl, if I was in the same city, I would do something, and I was shooting with y'all. The whole time we were shooting, I was like, we done.
Good God. Yeah,
he could have at least taken that to the DM.
That means he didn't want to be with me.
So hey, I need to know for no specific reason at all, but are DMs admissible in court?
That's my number one source of evidence.
Judge Faith, you also have a new book out. Oh, I'm excited about that, called Sis Don't Settle, and it gives women advice on life and love. Can you tell us a little bit more?
Yes, I'm really excited. This is my first book, and I wanted to write about something that I was really passionate about and that I deal with every day.
Yes.
So it's all about how to stay smart in matters of the heart. As you know, I got married a year and 8 months ago.
Congratulations.
And before that, I was out in the dating streets a long time, and I saw a lot of things. So I speak not only for a professional experience, but personal experience about how to stay smart in matters of the heart.
Now, Judge Faith, there's a section in your book called Has He Earned a Promotion? In that section, you said, when you choose a life partner, you're choosing someone who you will have 10,000 plus meals with, have 50,000 plus conversations with, and you will hear about their day 100,000 plus times. That's a lot of mathematical math. How did you calculate all that?
Right.
I want people to think about the long-term impact of their decision, because somebody can be cute, they can be fine, all these other things, but you really want to think about long-term, is this someone that I want to spend that kind of time with? Mm.
So, Brett, can you talk to Judy for 100,000 times a year, 500,000 times a month? You in for it?
Absolutely.
I think that's why mine never lasted, my marriages.
I'm trying to
calculate. I didn't do that math. Listen, I failed algebra, number one.
I can't get to 5 meals, let alone 50,000.
Coming up next, Will Smith said he had to take it to the street for survival. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, just like Judge Faith, another person is out here promoting a book, man. Talk about Will Smith. And of course, he keeps revealing more crazy stuff.
Yes.
So he was talking to Idris Elba in London while promoting his book, Will. And he shared that at the beginning of his career, he had to borrow money from a drug dealer when he became broke after failing to pay his taxes back in the early 90s, because they was on his head.
Wow.
A drug dealer?
It is wild. It's wild to think about Will Smith. This might sound a certain
parents
kind of way.
Parents just don't understand.
It's also wild for me to think about Will Smith not having money.
You gotta remember, he was just a kid from Philly, so he looked up to the drug dealers back in the day. That's who we looked up to. Yeah. You know, the people that had the money around us. That's who we wanted to be like. So I'm not surprised at this at all.
That might be the reason he had to move with his uncle and auntie to Bel Air.
Okay.
I think he promised the drug dealer, like, if I make it, I'll bless you to make it. Mm-hmm, you think, oh, what if it was Dwayne Martin? You know, because y'all don't know, Dwayne Martin has like a lot. He was on Hollywood Husbands, and he has a lot of like businesses.
Nah, they seem like they're around the same age, so I don't think Will would look up to him. I don't feel like Dwayne would have had more money than Will back in the day.
I would hate to think Dish Nation started a RICO case with Dwayne Martin on television. That's a bold claim, you know, like for real.
Well, Gabrielle Union is opening up about motherhood. In a new interview, Gabby talks about raising her four kids with husband Dwayne Wade, and she shared that she finds the term step-parent very annoying. Now, Gabrielle said, the step-parent label was put on me by the kids' school because you have to describe yourself. Who are you if you're not their mother? It's very annoying. It's not a word that I use. I will say, as a being married with my son Jeffrey, when his stepdad came in, Jeffrey wanted to call him dad, but his real dad did not like that. So that's, I don't know how Gab's kids feel about the, you know.
It's tricky because I think a lot of it does depend on like how involved, real or biological, how involved that other person still is. If they're completely out of the picture, that's your mom or dad.
When it comes to step-parents, I've heard people being called much worse. So I'm okay with the term.
Okay.
And then I'm a stepmom. And I love it. It's a really cool position to be in because you can let them do whatever they want, give them money on birthdays and holidays, and they like you so much better than their own parents.
It's a win-win,
It's a win-win.
Do you like the term bonus mom? Like, you know, you're the bonus mom, bonus dad?
It doesn't
dad.
Quite roll off the tongue.
Yeah, this is my bonus dad. Yeah, it doesn't.
Bonus dad.
That doesn't sound so hot.
Bonus dad is real close to sugar dad, sugar daddy, you know, like what bonuses are involved. Like, I don't think that works here.
And I think every step parent operates differently. You got some who like love the children like they're their own, and then you got some parents who ain't buckling the kids good in the car. You just never know, like, you know, until you're in the situation.
HK, I do want to say this. If my ex-husband Jeffrey's dad gets married again, I wish that Heffa would come in talking about Jeffrey's mother. I'll pop you straight in your mouth. We don't play that. You are the stepmother. I am saying that right now to the camera. Don't ever come in saying you're Jeffrey's mother, because you will deal with me. I am Queen Bee. I don't know if they're going to put that in the show, but I'm just saying.
Ladies, get ready to shine in these 1/10 carat diamond earrings or necklace by Savvy C. These pieces are made of sterling silver and features a diamond cluster center. I just love the beautiful shape, design, and knot. It's for the perfect Christmas gift.
Ooh, yes, honey. Not too big and not too small. Now, these earrings, honey, and necklace, honey, fits me just right.
Did I mention, Gary, the necklace is 18 inches long?
Oh, Lord. Ooh, honey, really? Okay, girl, I'm sold, honey. How much?
Well, usually the Savvy C 1/10 carat diamond earrings or necklace love knot style has been seen as high as $149. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only one for $39. Whoa! Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, the World Pet Games are airing this Thursday, and I'm dishing with one of the hosts, comedian Finesse Mitchell. So come right back.
Dish Nation.
All right, well, welcome back to Dish Nation. Joining me is actor, comedian, and host of the Fox special World Pet Games. Give it up one time for Finesse Mitchell. What's going on, my G?
What's up, man? What an honor to be here. I watch this show every single weekday, so what a pleasure, man.
Everybody's excited about World Pet Games. And Finesse, after doing this show, do you think that cats and dogs are actually smarter than humans at this point?
You know what? A lot of cats may be, but I found out that dogs are like a very close second. This game is huge. This show is like mega monster. I mean, whatever, like think the Olympics and then insert your favorite pet and then insert your favorite exotic animal, because Fox can never do anything traditional. So now we're bringing in armadillos and anteaters and miniature horses, monkeys, rabbits, and they're all competing against each other in different events, man. And it's not only is it hilarious, but it's exciting because you find yourself saying, oh, you know what I mean? I really enjoyed doing this show, and it's going to be great.
Out of all the pets that will be featured on you know, World Pet Games, what pet are you most likely to see a rapper roll up with?
You know what? If it's the Migos, probably a porcupine, you know, because they like to think out of the box.
Okay.
If it's Cardi B or somebody, probably a hairless cat, because you know what? Why not? that screams Meg Thee Stallion or Cardi B, you know.
I feel that.
Nice smooth skin feline, you know.
Now, what living creature are you most afraid of and why?
Well, outside of my wife, I would probably say spiders, my G. It's something about walking into a spider web to me is even creepier than actually seeing the spider.
I agree.
I picture it's going to be the biggest spider in the world. So I will definitely, I'm that guy that goes from cool, you know, stroll to like, like I'm that dude. So I hate spiders.
Now, we also follow you on IG. So mm-hmm. You posted up with Stedman, and it took a second because Stedman is so chiseled. I couldn't tell if it was real Stedman or if it was like, you know, Madame Tussauds Stedman. It was the real deal. It was the real deal. And you called him your pretend dad. So in that deal is Oprah your pretend mom. And
you know what?
Are they adopting others?
You know what? I asked Stedman if he wanted to adopt me. You know what I mean? And he was like, nah, his plate was pretty full. But Oprah could definitely be my pretend mom. I'm so influenced by work ethic, talent, and longevity. So who else fits a category like that besides Oprah and a bunch of others?
That's love, because, you know, very few have broken the mold and got to where they are. And even where you are, Finesse Mitchell, I mean, there's so many people who, like, you know, get inspired by what you do. Your comedy brings us out of our dark places, makes us smile in times where it's not so easy to do that. And we get to see it big, beautiful, in color on TV, World Pet Games, Thanksgiving night. What time is it jumping off?
It's jumping off at 8 o'clock EST, 7 Central, 2-hour special, Thanksgiving night. You're already home with the family.
All right, Finesse Mitchell, it's been a pleasure having you with us. And stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, so what better way to show your love for someone than to put it on your face?
What?
Now, our chart-topping R&B singer Summer Walker will not stop till her face looks like a desk in detention. She had the internet going crazy after she debuted their new face tattoos of each other's name. Now, Summer Walker inked Larry right beside her eye, and her guy, Larry, tattooed Summer right above his brow. So what y'all think, man? Is this a tattoo or a tat? Ew.
I'm going to have to say a tat. Ew.
It's a big old ew.
Yeah, why, Brad? Just because, like, I just don't think you should do names and stuff on your face, you know? Because then if you get it covered up, then you got to have this ugly thing that's over your face with that's a cover-up, like, or either it's going to hurt like hell to get it taken off, and you got to go back a million times. Now, Judge Faith, how many name face tat relationships have you seen in your courtroom?
Well, by the time they come in my courtroom, they're trying to cover up those names. So I see the end of what happens. But I've had a couple of people come in, and there's been a dispute about their significant other having someone else's name tattooed on their body. Wow. Yes.
So, Sherry, will this be you when you meet your Larry?
I don't like pain, first of all, HK. So I don't. The only tattoos I have are stretch marks. That is it.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.